Support mounts to expel Eric Swalwell from Congress. By Hannah Knudsen on April 13, 2026. Support is mounting to expel Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, from Congress after several women accused the former gubernatorial hopeful of sexual misconduct. Representative Teresa Ledger Fernandez, DNM, announced on Sunday night that she will support the resolution to expel the California congressman, and that she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, who is embroiled in an affair scandal. As I've said, Gonzalez and Swalwell are not fit to serve in Congress given their sexual transgressions against women who work for them. They should resign or be expelled, she said. There's already been a resolution announced to expel Swalwell that I will support. I will introduce a resolution to expel Rep. Gonzalez. Representative Ana Paulina Luna, RFL, who filed a motion to expel Swalwell, expressed support, adding, I will be supporting this resolution. Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, who is running in Florida's governor's race, told Meet the Press that he also supports expelling both Swalwell as well as Gonzalez. I will be voting yes on both measures, he said. These allegations are despicable and they demean the integrity of Congress. These things are just completely unacceptable, the gubernatorial hopeful added. As far as I'm concerned, both gentlemen need to go home. Representative Pramila Jayapal, DY, also told Meet the Press that she would support expelling both congressmen. I think that this is very important that we believe women and that we show people across the Capitol and across the country that we will not accept this kind of behavior, she said. Other lawmakers are calling for their resignations. On Sunday, Swalwell announced the suspension of his gubernatorial campaign, expressing sorrow for his mistakes and judgment. However, he maintained he would fight the serious, false allegations that have been made against him. The suspension of his campaign followed an explosion of accusations against him, teed off by a former staffer who told the San Francisco Chronicle that Swalwell allegedly sexually assaulted her on different occasions. She also accused the Democrat congressman of pulling out his genitalia and asking for oral sex, among other things. Per the outlet. In September 2019, the woman said, Swalwell invited her out for drinks and she became so severely intoxicated that she does not remember the rest of the night. She said she woke up naked in Swalwell's hotel bed and could feel the effect of vaginal intercourse. She said Swalwell distanced himself from her afterward and the relationship faded. 5 years later, the woman said, she attended an April 2024 charity gala where Swalwell was honored. The woman, who no longer worked for Swalwell, said they met for drinks afterward, during which she became so inebriated that she remembers only snippets of the night, including pushing Swalwell away and telling him, no, while he allegedly forced himself on her. CNN also reported several additional sexual misconduct allegations against Swalwell made by other women, which included unsolicited nude photos. One woman even said she ended up drunk in the congressman's hotel room with little memory of what occurred, per the San Francisco Chronicle. Notably, Swalwell has been married to his second wife, Brittany Watts, since 2016.